but not doing what you are speaking to us. Father, I pray that we'll be a people that hear, listens, and do what you're calling us to do in Jesus' name. So, Father, I pray we steady our hearts. We pray that the ground, the soil, will be ready to receive the message of Christ that you want to release into our lives today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to go on, but I want to give Errol time to share. I'm waiting for the day when we have a lot of time again. But for today, let's trust the Lord. If you can just take your seat, Errol is going to share with the message with us that he has on his heart. I don't want to waste too much time. I just want to pray for him. So, Father, we just thank you for Errol. We thank you for your servant. We thank you for the word that you have placed in his heart. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will highlight the things that he needs to say. I pray even in his launching in, Father, I pray that he will find the rhythm and just the heart of God, and that you will be able to release it as you are wanting to release it. Holy Spirit, we praise you, and I pray that these words will fall on good soil today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord, may the words of my mouth this morning be acceptable to you, Lord. I submit that which is in my heart. I submit it to you, God. Let that which is not from you, God, let it fall away. Lord, may I only share in simple obedience. Thank you, Lord. I submit to you. I yield to you. Thank you, Lord. 2 Timothy 3. It's going to come up on the board. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 to 6. For the past month, God has, even through the lockdown, God has slowly just been speaking to me, just been preparing me, been at work in each of our hearts. And as we read this, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. To stop there for a moment, because when I read this, God asked me, my son, do you see yourself in any of these? So I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to convict you as you read this, because I had to stop for a moment and say, God, am I here at all? Jesus, Jesus. So for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. From such people, turn away. See, I've been reading a book that we've had in our bookshelf about 15 years. And a lot of times God allows me to buy a book and then he doesn't allow me to read it. It's in the shelf because it's yes, but not yet. So he allows you sometimes to have something in. So you ask God when there's a book in your shelf, is it yet, God? And if you pick it up and it's empty and dead, it's not yet. You put it back down. And when I picked this up, it's by a book by Rick Joyner called The Torch and the Sword. Oh, my gosh. You'll remember for those of you who were here about a month ago, God reminded me in the service of a line in that book. And when I read that line, it was neon. It was like, I can't even describe to you this, how it jumped out of the page. And in this book, it just, these words, on one of the pages, it says, there is time, but no time to waste. You see, this morning, my word is not I'm not preaching at you. I've sensed God as a word for us, for me firstly. But when I asked him, God, what do I share this morning? Immediately, this word came just out. I didn't even have to try and put it together. It just flowed out of his heart. So I am just sharing in simple obedience. So forget about me. It's not Errol here this morning. I am just a mouthpiece. So I stand here in humility. I stand here in absolute simple obedience. And so again, may you hear him this morning, not me. May you hear him. You see, one of the things he's asking of us something this morning. The word time. I think if you close your eyes, just close your eyes for a moment, and you hear the word time. If I tell you there's not a lot of time, I know the Spirit within you will witness that in your heart, that that is truth this morning. There is not a lot of time. You would ask me, how do you mean there's not a lot of time? Let me share with you what God. See, this morning he's going to ask something of each of us because he's asking something of me. So what I'm sharing this morning, I have started walking it out. We as a family have started walking it out. So I'm not sharing something with you that I'm telling you, you must do this and you must do that, you must do this. I'm coming from a heart and from a place of I have started stepping into this myself because I cannot share this with you if I haven't started doing this myself. So he said to me, my son, and he's done it. He said this to me about when God brought us from Prieska down to Wellington about, that's about 6 years ago. He said, my son, he started, he said, start simplifying your life. And he brought that again to my heart. This morning, he's calling us as a body to simplify our lives. And then he says, to get your house in order, because there is not time. There's time. So for a time, there is, he's giving us grace to simplify our lives. He's giving us grace to get our houses in order. But then for a moment, I asked him, how long, God? How much? I sense there's months. I don't sense there's years. You see, he's calling his church this morning to a place of leanness. Not fat. To be fat and to have just excess. He's calling us to a place of leanness. And he said very clearly to me, no more excess. No more excess. How does this look? So I'm going to quickly, briefly share how does this look. One of the things he said to me, my son, your finances, get them in order, which means get out of debt as quickly as you can. God is going to accelerate a grace for his church to get out of debt. If you have a car you're paying off, pay it off as quickly as you can. If you've got a house, try and trust him to pay it off as quickly as you can. By his grace, and I stand in his mercy, I can testify I'm standing here with a house that is paid this morning. Not because I have gotten it right, but because I've simply obeyed. And that is a testimony and a glorious work that God has done. So I stand here this morning debt free. Not because I have it together, but because I have obeyed him. Simply obeyed him. And so he's calling us into radical obedience. So finances, get your finances in order. Buy only, he said to me, buy only if he directs you. So if you need a new TV, you ask him, God, can I buy that TV? If he says yes, you may buy it. If he says no, you're without a TV and you rest in that. If you are in the place of buying a car, you only buy that car. If you have your heart on a new car, you ask God, may I have a new car? And if he says no, it's no. And then you ask him, yes, you need a car. What car? If he gives you a 50,000 rand car, thank you, God. And you're debt free, thank you, God. Then he said to me, sell all that the Lord directs you to sell. Because he's calling us to leanness. So there's things he's calling us to let go of. And this will not be easy. He's calling us to let go of excess in our lives. So what I'm sharing with you, some of the things you're going to have to sit with God. And you're going to have to ask him. So finances, buy only, sell all that he directs you to sell. Do you know where everything is in your house? God asked me. So just close your eyes for a moment. Do you know what's in your cupboards? Do you know where everything is in your house? Just close your, and you will know a yes will come up and actually a no will come up straight into your heart. No, I don't really know. A cupboard will come in your mind. You don't really know what's in that cupboard or really know what's in your garage or. God says, sort through your house. And give away what is not needed. He says, give away what is not needed. Do not use what, that which you do not use. If you haven't used something for 2 years, you do not need it anymore. Give it away, God says. Ah, but it costs so. God says, give it away. Or you have extra. You have 3 things of the same thing. Give the 2 away, God says. But he, if you ask him, do I give it away or sell? He will, for, in some of us, he will allow us to sell it. But you need to ask him. You only sell it if he tells you to sell it. Because if you sell it and you were supposed to give it away, you are in disobedience to God. See, there's going to be an acceleration to hear him in this season. He will speak to you. Don't doubt. He will speak very clearly to you what you need to do. Then he said, spiritual disciplines. This is it. There is time. So see, there's time to still do these things. There comes a moment in time where we have no more time for this. The next thing he said, spiritual disciplines. He said to me, they need to be in place and they need to be strong. Do you as a family pray together? On a weekly basis, not now and then, on a weekly or daily, even a daily basis. Do you and your family, or you, if you're single, do you have somebody you pray with? A partner, somebody, a friend that you commit that I will pray with you on a regular basis. He says prayer needs to be strong. That discipline, that muscle needs to be strengthened in the months to come. See, all of this, there's a reason for us. Do you worship together as a family, not just in church? Do you stop in the week and actually worship him? Just put a song on and just sit on the couch and just worship him. 2 songs, 3 songs. Allow the Spirit to lead you. Do you worship him as a family? And are you in the Word together? As a family, or as a single person. God says, prayer, worship, and word. Those 3 things. You need to be strong. And there's time to still strengthen them. And then lastly, how does this all look in this time? He said to me, ask. I heard the word bad habits. And I had to ask him, Lord, what do you mean? And he says, my son, you have bad habits that are in my way. Hish. Dis nie lekker om dit te hoor. We have bad habits in our lives that are in God's way. And ask him, Lord, what are the bad habits in my life that are in your way? And allow him to just gently remove those, because he is. It's just going to fall away. Because the conviction's going to come, and it's just going to shift, and those bad habits. Because you know those habits will keep you from the change and the leanness that you need to step into. When I said finances, no debt, God said, one of the things he said to me, it's time to save. It's time to save your money. That you need to be proactively, if it's 10 rand, put the 10 rand away if you have extra. It's not saving that I have to save thousands. God says it's going to be simple obedience. That when you have a little bit of extra, put it away. Because that little bit, God's going to multiply. So don't step into fear and think you've got a hoard. But God says it's time to save. So be aware that this is a season to save, not to buy. Not to, it's a time to save your money. And then, very, very important, don't look to your left or to your right. Just look quickly. Look to your left or to your right. Look to who's next to you. God says you're not allowed to do what you've just done. Okay? You are not allowed to do what you have just done. Why? Because it's your obedience. Not the guy next to you, what he is doing or what she is doing. What am I asking of you? And what I will ask of you will be different from the one next to you. So you're not looking what my brother is doing or what he's not doing. You are simply doing what God is asking of you. That's all you need to do. So I'm going to go through a few scriptures. Amos 5, 16 to 20. He took me firstly to that scripture in 2 Timothy where he says, but know this, that in the last days there's perilous times. And then he immediately took me to Amos 5, 16 to 20. And it says, therefore, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord says this. You see, there shall be wailing in the streets. And they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas. They shall call the farmer to mourning, the skillful lamenters to wailing. In all vineyards, there shall be wailing. For I will pass, that's God, I will pass through you, says the Lord. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. For what good is the day of the Lord to you? It will be darkness and not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion and a bear met him. Or as though he went into the house, leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light? Is it not very dark with no brightness in it? You see, there's a day coming. If you read your word, this is in the word. This is in the word. There's a day coming, and if you think of just these past 6 months that we've just been through, there's a day coming, God, where it's going to get darker. It's going to get more difficult. And I'm not a doomsday preacher. This is the reality and the truth of what is coming. But God says, it's going to get dark out there. But God says, ye is light. It talks here. And a part of this is what we're going to see outside. It's going to get very dark. Look at our nation, how dark our nation is presently right now. But for those, and I'll go further in Amos, the promise that lies ahead, there is light for his church. There will be light in our lives. We will see. We will not be in darkness if we obey. If you are in disobedience, you will not be in the light. You will be, I'm not going to go there. But that's why it's so important this morning that we listen and we obey. Amos 3, 7 and 8. Amos 3, 7 and 8. Surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. See, this morning, I am simply a mouthpiece. What is somebody that shares what God wants them to share? A prophet is not somebody who's got a calling. And again, a prophet is simply someone who speaks out in obedience what they hear God saying. In this little book, Do you know who features in this little book? 11-year-old girl. 11-year-old girl is the main character in this book who simply listens and speaks forth and obeys. So this morning, God is going to show us the way. By His grace, I'm simply this morning part and in His grace sharing what He wants us to hear. So again, He will show us the way. Nothing is going to happen unless He prepares His church. His church will not be caught off guard if we listen to Him. We will not be caught off guard. So I'll read that again. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless He reveals His secret to His servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? There's a release coming, Skulk. There's a release of prophetic coming. That which we did the other night, we were together. That's the start. And I really thank God for Skulk and his heart. There's a release of the prophetic coming as we've never, ever experienced in our time. I believe even in history, because he's going to prepare his church for what is coming. So be open, each of you. Be sensitive. Be bold. If you sense something from God, step out. Step out and share it in simple obedience. Don't hold back, because it's not me. It's not Mike. It's not Mo. It's not Skulk. It's an 11-year-old. It's each of you that will be his mouthpiece as you allow him to speak through you. I believe that word where it says, a lion has roared. Who will not fear? When I read that, I really heard this COVID is a lion roaring. There's a roar that's come out into this world. This COVID has been a roar, like as if just a wake up kind of happened in this COVID thing. That's just kind of this sudden shaking. But it says the next, who will not fear? Do not underestimate what's happening in this world. This is the shaking. This is the beginning of what's happening in the last days. God says to me, Amos 6, let's go to Amos 6, 1 to 3. Amos 6, 1 to 3. Woe to you who are at ease in Zion. And woe to you who trust in Mount Samaria. So, trusting in anything else but God. So, here he mentions a few things. Trusting in some physical. A mountain cannot be moved, so you're trusting in this mountain. That's my security. I've built my house on this. My house cannot be moved. I'm up above the water. I can't be touched. Woe to you who think you cannot be touched. Woe to you, trust in notable persons in the chief nation. Woe to you who trust in notable persons. Ask yourself, am I trusting in notable persons? In my work, in the politics, in the world. Woe to you, trust in notable persons. And then it goes on, to whom the house of Israel comes, go over to Kelna and see. And from there go to Hamath the Great, and then go to Gath of the Philistines. Are you better than these kingdoms? Or is their territory greater than your territory? Woe to you who put far off the day of doom. You see, the shaking has started, God said. And I believe all of us sense that already in our lives. The shaking has started. And it started beginning of this year. Amos 9:1. Nearly done here. Amos 9:1. It says, I saw the Lord standing by the altar, and he said, strike the doorpost, that the thresholds may shake. And then Amos 9, verse 9 and 10. For surely I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, as grain is sifted in a sieve. Yet, not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. who say the calamity shall not overtake nor confront us. He's sifting the house of Israel in this scripture. Who are we? The house of Israel was his people in the Old Testament. This morning as we sit here, we are his people. And one of the things he said to me, he is coming back for a spotless bride. And there's a sifting coming, a shaking. He's shaking Errol. I can tell you, he's shaking me. He's shaking his church. Why? Because he wants us pure. He wants us holy. He wants us lean. He wants no excess. So he's going to shake each of us until we are lean, until we are in a place where we are ready for what comes. But you see, the most important thing in Amos, the most important part is this verse. God said to me, Amos 5, verse 4 to 6. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel. For thus says the Lord to Josh Jen Wellington AM. Seek me and live. We are not in a hopeless situation. Yes, there is a day of darkness ahead of us. But as you seek God, see, this morning, if you only remember this, seek me. So this is a time to seek God as you have never sought him before. Because if you do that, you will live. There is life in the midst of the darkness. And we will shine, not we as a church, not exclusive us. The body of Christ will shine in the midst of intense darkness. And the world, those who are broken, will come running to that light like never, ever before. Never before. I'll continue with that scripture from Amos 5, verse 4 to 6. Seek me and live, but do not seek Bethel, nor enter Gilgal, nor pass over to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to nothing. Seek the Lord and live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph. Remember, this is talking about his people. House of Joseph is his. So it's talking about if you don't seek him, he wants to keep us from being destroyed. He will break fire. He will burn it away if you don't allow it to fall away. So there's a time to let go. If you don't let go, he's going to burn it away. And no fear said, dis nie lekker om gebrand te word nie. And he loves us so much. If we don't obey, he will purify us and purge us with fire. So I believe we have a time to simply let it go. And it's going to be easy to let it go. But if you don't let it go, there's going to be a fire of purifying. En dit gaan nie lekker wees nie. That's his grace. You see, there's a time of grace. And lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it with no one to quench it. I want to end with a piece out of this book. I've got it actually up there, if you can see it. I had them see if we can actually get it on the board. If you can get it bigger, let's see if you can actually see it in the light. If you can't, doesn't matter. You can just close your eyes. And let me end with this. Jesus, Jesus. The torch that you carry will also draw many to it. But the presence of the Lord is not enough. How could the presence of the Lord not be enough? I asked. There's nothing greater than that. It is even more wonderful and invigorating than this water, I protested. You see, he was standing next to a stream. You are right about that. But many who love his presence still remain weak and immature because they only want to experience the joy of the Lord. Such are seldom willing to face the conflict of the times. His presence will always be the best and most wonderful gift. Even so, for eternity, we will have this. Right now, there is a battle to be fought. Wesley walked over to the little girl and laid his hand on her shoulders. Then he looked up at me and continued, "You need worshipers who are also warriors. All who are not trained and equipped for the battle will be overcome by it. Even if they do love his presence, they must also be taught to love truth and to love it enough to resist the evil one. There is a strength that I will develop to train and equip people to stand for truth and fight for it. That is why there are things you must learn from me. Few have been able to build the people into a force which conquers. I did this by building small groups of people into small fortresses of truth. Some of these rose up to take their neighbors for the gospel. Others grew into mighty fortresses that took villages. A few took cities. Together, we shaped the destiny of nations, even your nation." You see, this morning, I really sense, Skull, during the worship, we were pressing in, and there's going to be a greater release where we will worship, and we're actually waging war as we're worshiping. And this warfare, we cannot fight unless we've worshiped. So you can, one of the things, if you think back about this past 5 years, we have worshiped him freely without really being so aware of the battle. We've just worshiped him because it's been the season of preparing and steadying our worship. But we're stepping into a new season of worshiping and stepping into the battle as we worship. And worshiping him at home and stepping out into the battle. Worshiping him and him raising up, allowing him to raise us up as warriors. It is time to prepare for war. See, this leanness will bring new focus in our lives. If you are not lean, you will not be ready for the war. And I end again with these words. There is time, but there is no time to waste. Lord, I thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. Lord, I sense your mercy over us this morning. Your mercy, not just us sitting here, but your mercy over your church this morning. Lord, your mercy to prepare us. Your mercy to guide us by your Spirit. So, Jesus. I just want to invite you. I just sense the Spirit that what he calls us to do is just to surrender this morning. So I want to invite you to find a position of surrender. Whether you want to sit, whether you want to kneel, can we just for a moment step out into an act of surrender? Can you join me and just step out into an act of surrender? Just as the Spirit leads you. Lord Jesus, this morning, we want to say, have your way in our midst, Lord. Lord, help us to do the things you require of us. Lord, help us to seek you in this time. Open our eyes and open our ears and soften our hearts, God. I say that again. Open our eyes and open our ears, Lord, because we cannot see unless you open our eyes. Lord, we cannot hear you unless you open our ears. And God, find our hearts soft before you. Any pride, any bitterness, any anger, go in Jesus' name. That we release, that we're free, free to worship. Nothing holding us back to obey. God, help us to let go of our things. Let go of our comfort, God. Help us. Help me, God, to let go of my comfort. Let go of that which you ask me, that which you ask us to let go of. Help us, Lord, to simply obey this morning. Lord, thank you. that you promise life to those who seek you. Your promise this morning is that we will have life. We will have life in the midst of this deep and great darkness. Your light will shine forth into the darkness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen. Thanks, Errol. So I believe that what we need to hear today is there's an urgency, and that we are called to seek Him and to live. And I think just that the call is not to be condemned or to feel heavy because of the shortness of time, but to actually hear Him. I think that you need to hear clearly is that there's going to come a shaking, but those who hear Him and those who follow Him and those who seek Him are going to stand. And I think that's what the Lord just through Errol wants to come and just highlight to us. There's an urgency. It's not tomorrow there will be time, but today is the day, and that we will obey today and live in what He has for us. So I want to bless you with that. Thanks, Errol, for sharing. Thanks for being a mouthpiece in our midst. And thanks for joining us at this historical meeting at 8 a.m. in the life of this church. And I trust you all have an amazing day. And see you somewhere in the future. I think next week's still going to have 3 services, but just watch the WhatsApp groups. We'll communicate things through that. Cool. Thank you. Yeah, so guys, if you can just move outside, we just need to clean, sanitize the hall and get it ready for the next group. Manus, that way. Which way? Everybody go out that way. Your children, please remember your children. Don't leave without them. And enjoy your Sunday. Thanks so much.